Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. All right. Looks like we're ball in sync. It's, of course we are. It's Friday. All the planets are aligned. It's the most amazing day ever. We're going to hear what our listeners had to say. We've been collecting these all morning.
Listen to this first. I just saw this article and I'm like, oh my God, I totally would have done this in the news. And I'm not going to even get close to doing 29 of them. But the 30 most brilliant cleaning hacks of all time, right? So I'm like, what could that be?
Oh, I love house hacks.
So... Great. One of the things that happens at my house, we have a brush that I'll do the dishes with usually. And then there's a sponge, okay? When the brushes end up out, mm-hmm. we end up with two sponges in the thing. And I never know which one is the thing that, you know, you clean up stuff off the floor with and which one is the one for the dishes. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. Cut a corner off of one of your sponges so you know which one goes where. For example, you cut the corner off. Now you know that one's the one for the floor. That's genius. I never thought of that. You know that?
I think you're just getting it a little bit later. But yeah, I that makes a lot of sense. I never heard of that before. Sarah?
Do
you hear us at all?
I? Exactly.
Yeah, I
hear
think
you.
Hear,
I can yeah, just tell that about you're 3 talking.
But I'm hearing your snap in real time. Am I late?
No, she's coming to us quickly, but we're just not getting to her as fast.
Oh.
All
right. Well, I'm just going to read text then, and then we'll leave.
Keep going. Yeah, keep going. Right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you, and this is some of the stuff you guys said. Amazon may not ship to your address if it breaks some kind of law, says 408. I tried to order a shower head off Amazon, but was denied because the one I picked had a higher water flow rate than California allows. Amazon would not sell it to me because of this. So, yeah, they've got all kinds of ways to figure stuff. That's why, unfortunately, for me, this idea that Facebook can't police the content that's out there and weed out the liars... I don't buy it for 1 second. They're able to mine every little piece of information with all of their different algorithms. Yes, they can fix something like hostility on their site. Yeah, they can.
I think so.
Lying liars. I'll know more and be more pissed off after the weekend when I watch The Social Dilemma.
I'll get back to you guys then.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, Vinny, I think you're going to like it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What do you think, though?
Because social media came out at the end of high school for me. So a lot of things they're talking about was relatable. And what I like is they have people on that worked at tech companies that they're interviewing. But then they have this like actor family that they relate it to back and forth. So you can tell what's scripted and what's not. But it's in relation to what they're talking about, which totally makes sense.
Does it bum you out?
Yeah.
All right. I'm excited.
All right.
Excited to be bummed out.
I can't wait to have my weekend ruined. Super duper. Let's see. Vinny, I read an article that said the best time to get your flu shot is towards the end of October because then it should last through the whole flu season. That was actually Dr. Fauci, who was talking about when he gets his flu shot. And I don't disagree with him at all, but I also read an article that said the flu season may start early this year, and if you wait too long, you may not be protected here on the front side. So I've already had mine, but that's partly because I just want to check stuff off lists.
Yeah.
So, you know, do you. Whenever you do it, that's cool, as long as you do it. Sarah, do men and women treat you differently when you're wearing makeup versus not wearing makeup?
I never wear makeup, so I will say that they don't treat me differently. People are always surprised when they see me in makeup. Am I? What's happening?
No, you're good.
You're
Nicole?
Good. We're listening okay. to you. Listening.
You're making hand talking. Motions and stuff.
Who is?
You're hot. I just wanted her to turn
you
down.
Oh, I'm hot? All right. Yeah. Let me. I'll turn me down right now.
All
How's
right.
that? Is that better? Is that it's nice? Good. You like oh, that? Mm-hmm. A little more?
Perfect. That's perfect. Nicole okay. can... Right. The game.
No, I don't think that people treat me differently because I just don't have enough field research to say anything about that.
Good point. In fact, they do treat you differently. They give this face when they see you with makeup.
Oh,
my
God. You clean up nice. Look at you making an effort.
I need some bad advice, says 510.
Oh,
my nephew's right. getting married next Saturday with 100-plus guests outdoors with the reception inside. I'm not going to the reception, but debating about the ceremony. Everyone is supposed to be masked and distanced except for the wedding party. I feel like this whole thing is part of the problem and not the solution. What would you do?
That sounds like too big a gathering for me. Mm-hmm. I think that if you can, if you could make it, if it was a wedding where it was super immediate family, really close friends, people that you could count on that they'd been in seclusion or what have you leading up to that point, then maybe. But I'm not going to something where there's 100 strangers. I just wouldn't. Would you?
I wouldn't go, no. In fact, I'd send a nice gift and I'd tell them to have a great time. Mm. That's what I'd do. I heard you, those movie reviewer guys, talking about Social Dilemma yesterday. Was one of them a shill for Google? It's probably the most important and relevant film in a long time. It explains a lot of what's going wrong in the world right now. I guess they're talking about Hooman?
I guess
being
so,
a shill for Google?
He gave it a 3.5. Well, listen, he's very connected to all those companies, so mm-hmm. I'm not surprised to hear
those
that.
Those are all his oh. friends.
Right, exactly.
Well, and he also, look, he goes back and forth between having extreme problems with social media and also being on it round the clock.
Mm-hmm. Winning.
So, you know, I'm sure he's torn by what he says, too, because it hangs himself out.
He right. deletes the app and doesn't post for weeks, and then he
That's
goes
That's what
on.
I'm saying.
Then he posts, like, 25 stories in a day.
Look, I've been digging it all up. I have to. I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, he's someone who has to quit it. And when you've got to quit something, you have a problem with something. That's usually mm-hmm. the case. So clearly, he's caught.
We were on a break!
Hey, gang. I live in the hills above St. Helena. Could smell smoke on my walk this morning. The sun is definitely shining through a layer of smoke. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that it was going to be smoky this weekend, but I haven't been out yet today to see if it's already shown up.
I'm not seeing any haze, but I also have not been outside, so I don't know if I'd be able to smell it. Sometimes it's just the stench in the air.
Just bought an 8-pack of lobster rolls for our first wedding anniversary. We'll enjoy 4 now and freeze 4 for the next time we're feeling lobstery.
Hooray!
Ooh.
We're gonna have a post of Sarah, a throwback of Sarah.
It's
a,
up.
Her, okay, great. Oh, check it out on the Instagram.
So, what did I do with lobster that we had on?
It's
there
a
before?
Throwback of you wearing a lobster shirt, and it's one time you went to go eat lobster.
This is right. We went for a family reunion in Maine. Oh, look at me surrounded by lobster.
Yeah.
Damn. That was what, I was to... like, give me the biggest lobster you got. They're like, well, we have a 2.25 pounder.
This was at the party.
No, this was, you know, we were just in Maine, so of course,
have it right here.
Of course,
oh, there
all
it is.
The...
Oh, boy, you and your heaven.
I know, I am in heaven in that one. My hair looks cute in that
yeah,
picture.
Super. I like what you got going on there.
Dang.
Super cute.
Well, I'm going to let it grow. I think all the color's cut out of it now. I think this is the natural color now.
All right.
It's not too bad. So I'll just now I'll let it grow a little.
Let it grow.
Let it grow.
Scorpio here says 925 into three ways if it's not my relationship. Winky face.
As in, I will join yours and my relationship be damned? I don't get it. I don't.
Well, as long as it's not your boyfriend, she could just, you know.
So she's saying when she's single, she'll hop in, but she's not screwing her own relationship up.
Right.
I don't blame her.
Oh, first there was the Virgin Mary, now the Virgin Sandy. LOL. No, she was. I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, no, you don't tell us. We're not interested in Sandy's lies that she told you.
Right. Get out of here. How dare you call Sandy a liar?
The assumptions
my goodness.
That
you know how hard it is
made.
To keep the guys off you when you're
Ow. Go, Sandy. Go,
Mom,
Sandy.
I'm so sorry.
She loved it. She's like, oh, Vince, I would never tell you, but I was quite a little on pop stuff back
in
the
60s. We believe you, Mom. We believe you. These clowns, they're just doing bits. They don't mean it. After we're off the air, they'll go, we were just kidding. Tell Sandy sorry. And I will say sorry now for them on their behalf to you. You don't deserve this.
Sandy, that's right. Work it, girl.
Ooh, yeah.
Stacked.
Shame, Vinny. Shame. Says 925. Never stop your daughters from talking to you about anything. Making sex taboo in this country is a problem. Stop being a prude. Hmm. Oh, so I should be like, oh, you're going to do a three-way. Let's talk more about that, honey.
Yeah. Here's some of the problems that might arise. Now, is this your relationship or are you going to be jumping in on someone else's? Because just so you know, theirs is about to be over.
Right. S&V, 1973 was our mom's prime of life. I just realized my own mom needed my dad to sign for her to have a bank account.
Want to hear something funny? My mom texted me after that thing and she goes, okay, so the rules changed in 73. She tried to get a chunk of money out of their savings account in the East Bridgewater Bank in 1980. And they wouldn't let her do it without talking to my dad. And they quit that bank.
Right.
My mom was always kind of a super feminist. I liked it. She was like, you don't let any man tell you what you can and can't do. You can do anything.
Yeah.
Kind of hero. Yeah, she was awesome. She really was. My Nana, too. You know, my other grandmother. I mean, I have some freaking strong women in my life. And I only hope I can make them proud.
925 says, belated fast fact. Alanis Morissette lives near Walnut Creek. Maybe she's an S&V fan. She does not.
No, she
doesn't.
That's
not true.
Can someone look that up? I've actually heard that Alanis Morissette's mom lives near my mom. There's a lot of weird, like, Alanis Morissette lives here stories floating around.
Oh, that's a thing, huh?
Parent, I don't know. My mom's like, oh, Alanis Morissette's mom. Alanis built her that house.
Oh,
that
wow.
one, right there. Like, that one? Really?
You're looking, Nicole. I don't see anything there. I mean...
It says Brentwood, but maybe they're getting confused with Brentwood in Southern California and Brentwood up here. Even though Brentwood up here is near Antioch, so maybe that's where they're getting confused.
This article says she lives in Omaha, somewhere in
Middle America. That's the fifth time this week, old single dumbo. Hey, Gronk, what are you doing here? Omaha's fun.
Is Gronk in the story too now?
Yeah, I know. Gronk's not part of this.
Single dongle doodah day.
Yeah, so she lives in Los Angeles, so.
Yeah.
Or Omaha.
You know, it seems highly unlikely that she lives near Walnut Creek. But, you know, it's nice, so maybe. I don't know.
I am shocked, says 408 about AGT. The judges mentioned several times, this is for $1 million. So they're waving that around on TV. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, they're not getting anything close to that. That's bogus.
Nope. It is.
You know what? I honestly expect, just because they signed the paperwork, I expect someone to sue them.
Well, it hasn't happened yet, so I don't know. It does seem really bad. Like, they're selling it like it's this $1 million thing, and then you find out that the reality is they say it's about $25,000 a year if you split $1 million over 40 years, and then you still have to pay taxes on it. Or you can take the lump sum and pay taxes on $300,000. It's not right. It seems like they're making enough money that they can choke out $1 million for whoever won. I don't know.
Someone is pointing out that I'm confused. Timon is voiced by Billy Eichner, not Josh Gad. I can't think of the other character Josh Gad does, but there is another character. The truth is, though, Billy Eichner, whoever you are, you're fantastic as Timon.
Oh, Billy Eichner, that guy's great.
Oh, you know him?
He does a show. I can't think of the name of it. It's like him on the street. Billy on the Street, I think it's called.
Yeah, that's what it's called. I was just going to say that.
Well, the rapport between him and
Seth Rogen.
It's they make the movie. The movie I don't think is all that great, despite the visuals being phenomenal. But those two, perfect.
Vinny, have you watched Beauty and the Beast, the live action one?
No.
Okay, because I was going to say Josh is in that one.
Oh, he plays the
Gaston's little sidekick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, he's got quite the character listing. That I'll look it up and tell you later. And I'm out of time, but so here's some people talking about Drew Barrymore and
her talk show.
She's on CBS. Okay. I don't know why I'm seeing it, but
maybe anyway. Christine is a closet Drew Barrymore fan.
No, it's happening earlier than that. So whatever she's watching on CBS, if that's the case, then so be it. But no, I'm the one who apparently stands there and watches Drew Barrymore, whatever that means. All right, we're going to go. We'll be back after these to say goodbye.
We'll
Thanks.
See you soon.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Whatever your weekend holds, whatever this Friday brings to you, just try to have a great time and be grateful for the things that are awesome in your life. Because even if everything sucks, there is still going to be a couple awesome things. Just, try to have a great weekend.
Everything is awesome.
Oh, from the Batman movie. Because baby, I'm awesome. Isn't that? Awesome. No,
it's from
the
Lego
the
movie, yeah. But
yeah,
I
the
don't...
Lego. Oh, it's just the Lego movie,
it's
right?
Just Lego,
straight Lego?
Right.
Yeah. It's Tegan and Sarah. That is a great... Play that, Brinny. That is... I love that tune.
You
like,
do?
That is high.
Everything is awesome. Woo! Everything is cool and you're part of the team. Everything is awesome.
There you go. There's your weekend theme song. All right. Listen, Vinny, I hope you get some surfing in. You were hilarious today.
Oh, thanks so much. You too.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Gronk. After everything you've done for her, this is how she repays you.
Yeah, this is, he retired, and then... Don't let Tommy gonna play in the morning. I'm gonna go play with Tommy. Yeah, I can't stand that guy. So that's what I'll be doing all weekend, annoying my husband with my Gronk impersonation. All right, you guys, have a great week. Don't forget, we're on 24/7. This is a radio station. We broadcast out into the world. Janie's on later this afternoon. It's Jane. So that's exciting, and we'll meet you back here on Monday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.